to the Department of Defense's business transactions with this same firm I mentioned to earlier, Rosoboron Export, that is engaged in military sales of Russian weapons to Assad's regime. Reportedly, this company has signed a deal with the Syrian government to sell it 36 combat jets capable of hitting civilian ground targets. Can you confirm that?
I can't. I'd have to look into that.
Well, I don't mean to blindside you. I'll certainly share with you this article, and I'd be interested in following up in greater detail. Rosoboron Export was sanctioned by the United States in October 2008 for assisting Iran's nuclear program, but those sanctions were lifted by the Department of State in May of 2010. This is what I wanted to get to. It's my understanding that the Department of Defense has, through an initiative led by the U.S. Army, is currently buying dual-use Mi-17 helicopters for the Afghan military from this very same company. I'd like to know whether either one of you can confirm that at this point.
No, but I can certainly take that for the record. I can confirm we are buying Mi-17s for the Afghan military, but I can't confirm that that's the corporation providing them.
And I understand that, and I look forward to following up with you. But General Dempsey, can you explain why we would buy helicopters for the Afghan military from this arms exporter that's been sanctioned by the U.S. government for its illicit activities with Iran, and which is the principal means by which Russia is arming Assad's regime and killing so many Syrians?
Well, assuming we are, because again, I have to confirm or deny that we are, but assuming we are, as the process goes in a competition, if they're not sanctioned and enter the competition, it could very well be that they ended up being the lowest bidder, and therefore they could very well have been selected. But I can't confirm that. I have to get back to you, Senator.
I understand that. Well, if in fact this article is correct, this means that instead of creating jobs and selling American helicopters to the Afghan military, we are working with a Russian arms exporter to sell these Mi-17 helicopters, which makes absolutely no sense to me. But as you said and as I've said, I don't want to blindside you with this information. I'd like to get an explanation. But if in fact, if this report is true, that this same arms dealer is arming Assad's regime and killing innocent Syrians, and also under a contract with the United States Department of Defense to provide helicopters to the Afghan military, that causes me significant concerns, and I bet it does you too. And so I'd like to get to the bottom of that.